Today's shir is sponsored for a full shleima fahuva sprinza basteb miriam by Hamishbacha. To help to sponsor this shiurim, please go to www.rabbifishman.com, click on the sponsor link, or please email Rabbi Fishman, rabbifishman at gmail.com. Today's shir, it begins in Perek Dalet in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chosas Sif Ches. It's on page Vav of the new print. This Sif is not its own Sif in the old print, but in the new print, it's Sif Ches on top of page Pei Vav. We're in the middle of the Halachis of Beirer on Yom Tiv. So Perek Dalet Sif Ches begins. Ha'eichel Basar Sheyesh Bei Atzamis Eidog Mishesh Bei Adres. If someone is eating meat that has in it bones, or fish that has in it bones, the preferable method, once again, would be the same way we saw to eat meat or fish on Shabbos, is by sticking the meat or fish into your mouth, eating off the fish and taking out the bones. Over there in Paragimel, we gave some other etzes for those who it won't work. So that's the best. Best is Mef Shiyaskim Ebi Shabbos. Aval im ha-noyig lo-hitziyas ha-tzamas ben-abosav as ha-adus medagam af-lo-yitzamak-sudam. But even those who have the custom to remove the bones from the meat or the fish before eating, even not right before the meal, on Yom Tiv, there is what to be lenient upon to remove the bones in advance and not to only do it right before the meal, and to remove the bones from the fish, and not just eating the fish and removing the bones from it. Siftes. Someone who comes to prepare lettuce for a meal. He wants to make a salad. It's permitted to remove the outer leaves, like we saw on Shabbos. But where this differentiates on Yom Tov, he's also permitted to remove any leaves from the inside, which don't look fresh, which look like they're beginning to rot, or they don't look good. You're allowed to remove them. You could also remove any bugs or insects, even if they're very small. The best would be to remove a little bit of the leaf and thereby remove the bug, and not to touch the bugs by themselves. And that's because of the halachas of muktzah, not because of the halachas of bayir. But for the purpose of muktza, one should not touch an insect or touch a bug directly. One should only do so with a shinui. And therefore, you rip off part of the leaf to remove the bug. But even on Yom Tov, one cannot soak lettuce in vinegary water or salt water to remove the bugs. Because by doing that, you'll be killing the bugs. It's not permitted on Yom Tov to kill the bugs. So you cannot wash off the lettuce in a fashion that would kill the bugs even on Yom Tov. One may not do that. But one can remove the bugs by taking along with it some of the lettuce. And one may remove the bad leaves, because like we said before, one can take the psoilus from the eichel if that's the easier method. As far as washing fruits and vegetables in Yom Tov, Nachin Linoy Kibi Shabbos, says, see earlier in Paragimel, where we went through the halachas about washing off papers, that's the best to do the similar on Yom Tov as well. Now, where the big change for Yom Tov comes, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, is in Sifur Aleph. Mutter Likleif Tapuach Adam Ukedem Yom Tov, Leirach Besakin Kim Gambe Makleif. So, the Reb Shlomo Zalman paskins that one may use a potato peeler, or to peel carrots, to peel potatoes on Yom Tov. One does not need to use a knife. We saw earlier in Perek Gimel Sif Lamed Hey that he says it's usher to use it on Shabbos. There are those who say in the name of Ramesha that he held it was permitted to use a peeler on Shabbos, but clearly Yishmei Shabbos Kol Chasa brought from Shem Zalman, and I believe it's the opinion of the majority of Paiskim, that one should not use a peeler on Shabbos, that's considered a kli, that's miuchad, that's set to do bayru with it. Okay? So we don't use it on Shabbos, but on Yom Tov, one may use it. One may use a peeler. See if you'd beis. Mutter litein mitz lemon oi sidon becholov kidei lasis kevino lachilose shel latinik. If one wants to make for a young child, and some say also for any chaylush eimbe sakon, you shouldn't generally do this for a healthy person, but for a child, It's considered like a chelosh mesakana, and they need this for their food, and they need it fresh for whatever reason, and it couldn't be done before Yom Tov. One can take either lemon juice or calcium and stick it in milk that will separate the cheese from the milk so they can have this fresh cheese for their child or chelosh mesakana who needs this for eating it. On Yom Tov, it is permitted. It seems like there was this method of giving this for children. I'm unaware of this today here in America, but if someone were to do this, it's permitted. See, if Yud Gimel, Asul Napis Kamach B'Yom Tov. We read this early in Seval. One is not supposed to sift flour on Yom Tov. Flour can be sifted before Yom Tov. One should not leave that to Yom Tov. Flour is something that's usually sifted in large quantities. One should not sift flour on Yom Tov. Even if one did not have time to do so before Yom Tov, one should not do so on Yom Tov. Now, what happens if Nipeyu Kedem L'chak? What happens if you did sift it? You sifted it properly, it was ready to go, you had your flour ready for Yom Tov to bake on Yom Tov. Then something happened, something fell in, you think something fell in, it was left somewhere, and you feel the need to re-sift it. Something fell in, and you feel the need on Yom Tov to re-sift it. He says you can do it with a shinui. You take a strainer, you turn the strainer upside down, and it would be permitted to strain it over again, but don't do it in its regular fashion. Do it with a shinui. Turn the strainer over or some other shinui and do it with a shinui. We're on top of page Peizayin now. It's if you dalid. In the old print, it's if you'd gimel. We're finishing off Perek Dal, the halachas of Beir Yom Tov. Mutul farik tarmilei kinyas kedei lohitzias aprimehem. One may rub off the peel on beans in order to get the bean out from the soft peel. So even though one on Yom Tov, Shabbos, it's mefarik, but one could dash on Yom Tov, what's permitted. Gamim ha-tarmilu kvanis yavshu, even if they're already dried out. But on dried ones, yesh machmir mikazel askin rak reidei shinui, gen shefarik es ha-tarmilu barosh ha-etzpaisav, do with a shinui, only your fingertips, because it could have been done before Yom Tov. Right, but the Mechaber clearly in Simen Tov Kuf Yud says Meilin Melilos Mefarchim Kitniyos Kedarkan BeYom Tov. The Mechaber and Mishnah Berurah seem to matter it. Rama has things where he's Machmir, and the Meiser we passing that it is permitted to do so on Yom Tov. Sif Tazvav Mutar Lishpech Mayim Reischem Al Alei Tanim Tzom Misanenes. Let's say you have tea leaves that's sitting on a filter. You pour the water over the tea leaves, the filter it serves sort of as a sifter, and the water comes through it. The water separates from the leaves very quickly, you know, it pours straight down. There's no isabrayer. Someone is using a tea bag to prepare a tea on Yom Tov. One can, you know, lift it, hold it tight, after removing it from the liquid, so that the tea drips back out of the tea bag and drips back in. So even though on Shabbos we said that that's better, you're separating, you know, the water from the tea, in the, you know, the water that's in the tea bag from the tea and making it cause it to come out and straining it. So that's not permitted on Shabbos. On Yom Tov it's permitted. Sifta Zayin. Old Prince of Tezvav, Kol Shemut Aliver B'Yom Tov, V'Efshar Levayir Meidim. Anything that's permitted to do Bayir on a Yom Tov, and you're unable to do so before Yom Tov, Mut Levayir Leirak Samach Sudasai. Not only, you do not have to wait for right before the meal to do the Breira, to do the sorting, like we said on Shabbos, one of the three necessary criteria to do Breira, to do Bayir, is it has to be Biyad, but as a Miyad. Right, it can be with a kli, it has to be with your hand, it has to be Rama, done right before the meal. But on Yom Tov, we don't say that. You can even prepare, let's say, you know, in the morning, you know, you're having guests later in the afternoon, you're having a meal later, but you can't do achana from one day Yom Tov to another day Yom Tov. But for later on Yom Tov, on that day Yom Tov, it's permitted. Right, if it's, you're doing Breir on Friday, on Yom Tov is Friday, so you can't generally prepare that for the next day on Yom Tov. But if the next day was Shabbos and you had an Erev Tavshilin, you could do Bayer on Yom Tov for Shabbos as well. We will stop here. This finishes the halachas of Bayer on Yom Tov. Today's shiur was sponsored for Fushleim, for Fush Prince of Bas Teva Miriam. by her mishpacha. To help sponsor future shiurim, please go to www.rabbifishman.com or email rabbifishman@gmail.com. Thank you for your support.